The Banty House by Carolyn Brown. Performed by Carissa Vacker. Change is a good thing. Kate Carson wished she had the person who had first said that by the throat. She'd choke them until their face turned blue and then slap them for being that color. She didn't like change. First, her little town had lost its post office, and then the saloon was blown away by a tornado, and the cotton mill went out of business. All that had happened in the past 50 years, and just 2 weeks ago, her hairdresser had up and dropped graveyard dead. They hadn't had a bit of forewarning, and now the Carson sisters had to drive almost 3 miles to the Hondo Cotton Curl just to get their hair fixed on Thursday mornings. Used to be they only had to walk one block down Main Street, turn left, and their beauty shop was right there in the garage beside the second house on the right. They'd figured Estelle, their old hairdresser, would outlive them all, being as how she was only 65, and the youngest of the Carson sisters was more than a decade older than that. Next thing would be that God himself wasn't interested in sticking around Rooster, Texas either, and he'd send a tornado to wipe out the only church left in town. Kate muttered about that idea as she put on her best sweater that cool April morning and crossed the dog trot from the house to the garage to get the car backed out so they could go drive to Hondo. Lord only knew that she couldn't let Betsy or Connie drive their mama's car. Connie would get to daydreaming and drive them through a barbed wire fence. Betsy drove like a bat set loose from the bowels of hell. She wouldn't only drive them through the fence. She'd kill a cow or two in the process.